Hi friends, today on the podcast we're doing 40 minutes of yoga to feel our gentle, basic goodness and humanness. It's a really nice thing. Welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C., sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my day-to-day so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. If you do enjoy practicing with me, please do subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes, or even better, share with a friend. Really, really appreciate when you do share that you are enjoying this podcast, so thank you. Announcements, come on yoga retreat with me. It's in May. It's going to be awesome. 3 days, lots of yoga, lots of good food, lots of learning about living an Ayurvedic lifestyle. Just a couple spots left. If you're interested, head on over to my website, behappyhealthyhuman.com. And if you're looking for music to play alongside your yoga practice today, it is a playlist called Relax Into Humanness. It's on Spotify. I will link to it in the show notes, but you can also find it if you search Samantha Attard on Spotify. And then other notes are, this is a companion to a podcast I recorded just the other day on basic goodness and being embarrassed to be human. So feel free to check that one out before or after your yoga practice. Have a great practice and talk to you soon. So to start, let's sit on our knees in hero's pose. So you can sit on your knees and shins. If you have a yoga block, throw that block underneath your hips and have the feet come out to the sides. If you don't have a block, you can just sit right directly on the heels and keep the feet closer together underneath the hips. From here, once you're seated, you can take the pinky fingers together, the palms facing up, and just draw the elbows in close to the body. So it's kind of like you're holding like a little tray of cookies or something. And in fact, this mudra, it's called Pushpaputta Mudra. It means handful of flowers. So it's like you're holding this little handful of flowers out to someone. And once you find your seat, once you find your mudra, you can close your eyes. And let's take a deep inhale. And a full exhale. Deep breath in. And deep breath out. Another full inhale through the nose. And big exhale through the mouth. And start to breathe in and out through the nose. And just feel shoulders soft, neck soft, especially holding the hands like this. Can you relax the hands, the wrists, the elbows, the shoulders? Find some softness here. And with that same sweetness, as if you're carrying a handful of flowers, find that same sweetness, that same gentleness for yourself, for your body, for your breath, right here. Feeling the basic goodness inside of you. Right, rest in that knowing. You are good. And slowly you'll release the mudra. Sit up tall on the shin. So you lift the hips up off of the ankles. You lift tall, reach into the sky, big inhale. And then just bend the elbows, take hold of opposite elbow with each hand. And as you exhale, bring the forearms to the belly and fold forward. As you inhale, lift all the way up, reach hands to sky. You exhale, hands to opposite elbows, fold in. Inhale, lift up, get tall. Exhale, fold in. This is Breath of Joy, variation. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, fold in. Two more. Inhale, get tall. Exhale to fold. Last one. In, get tall. Exhale, fold in. Nice. Stay here. Fold it. Inhale. Exhale. And start to walk the hands forward, coming to hands and knees. We'll take some cat and cow poses. So as you inhale, belly drops, shoulders roll back. And your exhale, you round, you tuck the chin. Belly drops, inhale, roll the shoulders. Exhale, fold in, tuck in. Inhale, belly drops, roll the shoulders back. And exhale, fold in right here. One more time, inhale. And exhale, fold in. Nice. Return back to your neutral spine. Feel the strength through the belly, through the core as you press your hands into earth. And then step right foot back and left foot back. High plank, your high push-up position. Pulling the heels back in space, pressing into the hands, feeling the length through the back body, the strength through the back body right here from you. And full inhale. And on your exhale, bring your knees down to ground. And then you're going to bring your chest down to the earth right in between the hands. So your hips are going to lift up a little bit into the sky. As chest comes down to earth, chin will touch the earth as well. You are gazing forward. You feel the hips lifting up to sky. Full inhale. And then just draw the heart forward. Hips come down to earth, baby cobra. Shoulders roll back. Full breath in. Full breath out. Inhale. Downward facing dog. Exhale. Breath in. Breath out. High plank. Inhale. Knees, chest, chin down to the ground. Exhale. Baby cobra. Inhale. Down dog. Exhale. Deep breath in. Full exhale. One inhale. Full exhale. Nice. Let's start to walk the feet all the way to the front of the mat, coming to your forward fold. Take a full inhale. And full exhale. Halfway lift, roll the shoulders back. Exhale, fold down. Inhale, come up to standing, press into the feet, reach the arms tall. Exhale, hands to heart. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, fold all the way forward. Halfway lift. And exhale, fold. Tent the left fingertips right underneath the gaze. So make sure the hand is about a foot in front of your 2 feet. You're going to bend the left knee and reach the right hand to the sky, feeling that nice twist. Stay here for 2 breaths. Nice. Full inhale. And then exhale, right hand comes down to the earth. Bend the right knee and lift the left hand up to sky. Got 3 breaths. Here's a full inhale. And as you exhale, left hand down to ground. Inhale, right hand reaches up to sky. Exhale, right hand down to ground. Left hand reaches up, twist. Exhale, left hand down. Right hand reaches up. Exhale, right hand down. Left hand reach up. Exhale, left hand down. Nice. Stay right here. Full inhale.
Full exhale. One breath in. And breath out. Halfway lift, shoulders roll back. Exhale, hands down. Let's step the left foot back and take the left knee down to ground. From here, come on up, lift the body up, but rather than lifting the arms up, let's take them behind the back. So you're going to take the arms behind the back, clasping the hands together, squeezing the shoulder blades together, an open heart. There's an open heart, soft hips, relaxing the belly. Give it one more breath in. And exhale. Hands come down to the inside of the right leg. Let's take a half split. So straighten the right leg, shifting the hips back. Press into the right heel really strong. A little press into the heel and head relaxes down. Full inhale and full exhale. Rebend the right knee and then let's step the right knee back behind the left. So right leg comes all the way around behind the left knee. And the feet will come wide, so just draw the feet a little wide, and then sit back into your child's pose. And you might not get all the way back to the child's pose given the legs are crossed, so just go as far back as makes sense for your body. Feel the hips stretching out, shifting back. Two breaths. Nice. As you slowly come back up through hands and knees, keep the toes or keep the legs crossed. And then you're going to tuck the toes and lift up for downward dog with crossed legs. Feels a little crazy. You might bring the feet a little closer together. Finding that length through the back body. Right leg reaches up to sky. And then step to the outside of the right hand. Let's twist right hand up to the sky. Three breaths. Beautiful. Right hand comes down to the inside of the right foot. Let's step the left foot to the outside of the left hand, Malasana pose. Full inhale here as you sit down deep, heart tall. And then exhale, fold forward. Full breath in. Full breath out. Halfway lift, shoulders roll back. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale, come all the way up. Exhale, fold all the way down once again. Halfway lift, shoulders roll back. And exhale, hands down, step the right foot back, take the knee down. Lift the body tall and then take the hands behind the back, clasping the hands, opening the heart. One inhale. And full exhale. Hands come to the inside of the left foot, and then take a half split, drawing the hips back, pressing into the left heel. Two breaths, you just drop the head, relax the spine, and breathe. Rebend the left knee, and then step the left leg back behind the right knee. Take the feet a little wider, and then sit back towards a child's pose-like shape, starting to draw the hips back, not all the way down to the earth necessarily, unless you're like, I don't feel anything. I need to get down to the earth in order to feel the hip stretch. Full inhale. Full exhale. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Tuck toes, press back to that downward facing dog with the legs crossed. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. Left leg reach up. And then step to the outside of the left hand. Twist, left hand up to sky, opening the heart. Feel the right heel drawing back, back, back in space. So there's length through the sides of the waist. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Full inhale. Full exhale. Hands come down. Let's step the right foot to the outside of the right hand, sitting down into the child's pose shape, heart open, sitting deep. Feel a lift through the heart right here. We'll take a twist here. Right hand to the inside of the right leg, left hand up to sky. So you create this little side stretch twist hybrid, drawing the left hand super tall, reaching out through the right arm, finding width and length through the body. Deep inhale. And full exhale. Full breath in. Full breath out. Come back through center, sit tall, full inhale. And then exhale, left hand is down, right hand reaches up. Reach, reach, reach. One more breath. And one more exhale. Come back through center. Full inhale. And then fold forward. Exhale. Shoulders roll back. Inhale. And then hands down. Exhale. If you like to take crow pose, you can do so here. Hands to the ground, feet come back about 8 inches. Bend the elbows, knees to the upper arms, and lean the body forward. Feel elbows come over the wrists. Knees bend a little extra to lift one foot or maybe two off of the earth. You can do it. Lift up through the low belly. You are flying. Two more breaths. Even if your feet aren't lifting off the ground, practice putting more and more weight into the hands. That is how you build the strength for this shape. One more breath. And then you choose Chaturanga, simply step back, meet us in Downward Dog. Full inhale. Full exhale. Right leg lifts high. Step between the hands for warrior two. Open up the heart, reach the arms long, face the body towards the side of the room, bend deep into the right knee. Full in. And full exhale. One inhale. And one exhale. Rainbow warrior, straighten the right knee, reach the hands to the back of the room. So right knee straightens, left knee bends. Ball of the right foot's gonna lift off the mat and you draw the hands to the back of the room. Find that length through the right leg. Full breath. And then re-bend the right knee, extended side angle. Right hand down or forearm on the shin. Left hand up to sky. Full inhale. Full exhale. Let's drop that left hand behind the back, creating just a little half bind here. Left shoulder drawing back. Full breath. And breath out. Really nice. Come all the way back to your warrior two. Straighten the right knee. Let's take a triangle pose. Right hand reaches forward and down. Left hand up to sky. Press into the right heel strong. Feel your engagement with the earth, always engaging with the earth here. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Full inhale. And full exhale. Let's gaze down at the right toes, bend the right knee. Half moon. Left leg lifts to the sky. Take the body forward. And then left leg lifting. Feel your body reach in all directions. Arms wide. Crown of the head reaching forward. Press. Deep inhale. Full exhale. Deep inhale. And exhale. Bend the right knee, warrior two. Reverse warrior. Inhale. And then exhale, both hands come down to the ground. Step back, vinyasa. Up dog. Downward facing dog. One inhale. And full exhale. Another inhale. And exhale. Left leg lifts up. Step between the hands. Take your warrior two. Arms out nice and wide. Bend the left knee. You feel openness across the heart and feel the gentleness across the body. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Rainbow warrior, straighten the left knee, draw the hands back. Press into the left heel strong. So the left leg is straight, right knee is bent. Reach the hands to the back of the room. Your gaze comes forward. There's engagement in the left leg. And then extended side angle, rebend the left knee. Perhaps right hand drops behind the back. Unwind, come back to your warrior two, strong belly, and then straighten the left knee and reach left hands forward for a triangle pose. Full inhale. And full exhale. Start to bend the left knee. Let's take half moon. Leaning the body forward. Extending the right leg back. Finding length. Full inhale. Full exhale. Right, notice the freedom in this pose. There's a lot of effort, but there's also a lot of freedom. Be here for that. And step all the way back. Warrior two. Vinyasa. Step back, vinyasa. High to low plank. Up dog. And then downward facing dog. Full inhale. Full exhale. Gaze forward on your breath in. Exhale, step or hop to the front of the mat. Halfway lift, shoulders roll back and exhale to fold forward. Inhale, come all the way up to stand, reach so tall. And then exhale, hands to heart. We're in a balance here, so stand on the left foot and bring the right knee into the chest. Feel the low belly soften. And then left hand is going to come to the right knee. Right hand is going to reach to the back of the room. Create your twist. Move slowly here. And then what I'd offer out for you is to soften the right hip. To not let the right side waist get really tight and tense, but rather soft and long. Deep inhale, deep exhale. Come back through center, right foot down. Second side, stand on the right foot, lift the left knee, hands at heart. Full inhale, and we twist, right hand to the left knee, left hand reaches to the back. Find length, twisting here. Left hip softens. Slowly come back through center. Left foot comes down. Reach the arms tall. Find length right here. Let's clasp the hands, press fingers. Or palms of the hands right up to sky. Exhale, fold all the way forward. Halfway lift. And then hands down, step back, high plank, full inhale. Lower all the way down to earth. Let's take arms by the sides, palms face down. Locust pose, roll the shoulders back, draw the hands up. Lift shoulders, head, and feet, and hands off the mat. Reach. Two breaths. One breath. Slowly lower down. Take an inhale. And take an exhale. Second time. Lift up. Heart reaches. Hands take back. Feet lift up to sky. Deep breath in. One more. Slowly lower all the way back down. Full inhale. Full exhale. Press into the hands. Come to child's pose. Sitting all the way back. Slowly walk the hands back and take the feet around in front. We're going to take Baddha Konasana, soles of feet together, knees wide, and let's fold forward. So take your time, feet together, knees wide, round the spine, tuck the chin.
4 breaths. Slowly lift up. And then let's lay down onto the back. Hug left knee into the chest as you lay down. Twist to the right side. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Full inhale. And full exhale. One breath in. And full breath out. Slowly come back through center. Extend the left leg. Right knee hugs in and then twist to the left. 4 breaths. Slowly come back through center. Hug both knees in. Take a breath. And then slowly extend the legs long. Find your Shavasana shape. Shoulders tuck underneath. Palms face up. Resting into your Shavasana, to your final rest. Feeling your breath here. Feeling the softness in your heart, in your mind. Let's take a deep inhale.
Full exhale.
And start to bring some movement to your fingers and to your toes, gently waking the body up. Bend the knees, walk the feet closer to the hips, roll to the right side, pause right here. Taking a moment to affirm basic goodness and gentleness of your spirit, of your body. As lovely as a handful of flowers. Press into the hands, come up to a seated position, eyes will be closed, hands pressed together at the heart. And take a deep inhale, full exhale. The light in me very humbly bows that same light in each one of you. Namaste.